The slide deck was 47 pages. I built it in 11 days. I built it in 11 days while managing three other active projects, while answering his calls at 7 in the morning, because he liked to think out loud before his commute, while revising slides he hadn't read the first time because he'd spent the client meeting talking without looking at them. I built it the way you build things when you are 28 and the person above you controls your review cycle and you have been told, repeatedly in language that was friendly and developmental and completely unambiguous in what it meant, that how he looked in front of clients was how you got promoted. The deck was titled Strategic Restructuring Proposal, Meridian Capital. His name was in the corner of the cover slide. His name was in the footer on every subsequent page. Mine was not. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened, and I'm going to tell it the way a person tells it when they have had 2 years to sit with it and figure out what they actually want you to understand. Not the version where I'm the obvious victim and he's obviously the villain. The version where the system made it harder to see than that, until one detail made it impossible not to. David, I'll call him David, was 14 years my senior and my direct mentor under the firm's formal mentorship program. He'd selected me. That mattered to me when it happened. It meant something at 27 to be chosen by someone with his client list, his track record, his way of moving through a room like the furniture had arranged itself in anticipation. I thought, this is what it looks like when someone bets on you. He gave me high visibility work immediately. He put me in client rooms where junior analysts didn't typically sit. He copied me on emails to partners. He said things like, you think differently than the others, don't let that get shaped out of you. I don't know how long it took me to understand that what he was building was not my career. It was his own output pipeline, with a face on it that could absorb the after-hours requests and the last-minute revisions without the billing implications of using a senior resource. The Meridian deck started in October. He gave me the brief on a Thursday, 3 bullet points, a client call summary, a vague mandate about restructuring recommendations. He said, let's see what you see in it. I spent the weekend reading. I spent 2 weeks building. The thing you need to understand about intellectual work in consulting is that the file doesn't lie. The file has a creation timestamp. It has a version history. It has, if you know where to look, a metadata trail of who opened it, when, and in what state. I knew this. I had not thought about it consciously while I was building the deck, but I knew it the way you know most things about your environment that you've never had occasion to act on. He presented the deck on a Wednesday in November. I was not in the room. I had prepared him, run him through it twice the day before, answered his questions, printed the hard copies he carried in. He went in. I sat at my desk and waited for his text. The text said, they loved it, then excellent work, then nothing. The proposal was circulated internally 2 days later as a firm case study, a marquee example of the kind of strategic work the practice group did. His name was the only name on it. In the firm's internal knowledge base, it was filed under his client account, his project code. My drafts, the 11 days of version files on my desktop, were not part of the official record. What changed was a conversation I had by accident 3 weeks later. A partner I'd worked with on a separate project, not David's practice group, mentioned the Meridian deck in passing. She said she'd read it. She said David does good work. And then she said, how long have you been working with him? Something in the way she asked it. Not the words, the timing, the slight pause before the question. I don't know what she knew or suspected. What I know is that I went back to my desktop that night, and I looked at the file creation timestamp on the original deck, 11 days before David had sent the brief to me. The file I had built, my file, on my machine, in my account, showed that I had opened a new document in the client folder 11 days before the Thursday meeting when he supposedly handed me the project, which meant I had started working on it before he briefed me on it, which meant the brief was not where the work had started. The work had started earlier, somewhere he had already put me. I had not realized he had given me the project piecemeal, through comments on other documents, through the client call I had taken notes on, through the three conversations he had framed as thinking out loud that were not thinking out loud. He had never given me a formal brief because a formal brief creates a paper trail. He had given me the context in fragments, each individually deniable, none of them amounting to an assignment anyone could point to. The timestamp was the only concrete thing. The creation date of a document I had built, filed in a client folder, 11 days before he said the project began. I consulted a lawyer. I was told that intellectual property ownership in an employment context depends heavily on what the employment contract says about work for hire, and mine, like most consulting contracts, was comprehensive. The work I did in my employment was the firm's. The question of attribution, whose name was on it, who was credited, was a professional norms question, not a legal one. The lawyer was thorough and kind, and told me I had a documentation issue, not a legal case. I left the firm 7 months later. I kept the timestamp. I have it in a folder on a drive I don't open often. The file, the metadata export, the version history, the way you keep a receipt for something you paid for, even when the store says the transaction didn't go through. David was promoted to managing partner the following year. She built the deck. He presented it. 14 years of career capital between them, and one timestamp in a metadata file that nobody who could do something about it was ever asked to read. If the work you do is building someone else's reputation, and the only trail you have is a timestamp buried in a document's metadata, is that a professional norms problem, a systemic one, or the kind of thing that just happens to people who are 28 and needed to believe someone was betting on them?